Franzik spent 29 years in the post, and there is a lot of material for his opponents to slam him with. On the ballot against him are Joe Mascia and Samuel Herbert, and Dave Howard is running a write-in campaign. Mascia apologized, as he has before, for using what's known as the N-word in a conversation recorded by a friend, and sparred with both other candidates about what he said. Much of the debate centered on how bad is Fillmore and what can be done to turn it around. Past Franzik opponent Herbert was very clear about what he wants to happen on primary day.
One of the most powerful things that we can do in regards to just psychologically making a change on that council is by removing the gentleman in the middle.
The current council has 9 districts. A question during the debate attacked Franzik for supporting past referendums which abolished the council president position and 3 at-large council seats. Most in those positions when abolished were black. Mascia opposed downsizing.
As far as the council at that time, no. I don't believe in downsizing when it represents a great number of people. What we do need to do is a couple of things. First of all, change this gerrymandering in the city of Buffalo that specifically helps candidates get reelected. Number 2, we got the poster child for term limits.
Franzik says cutting the size of the council reflected the shrinking city population.
The 3 seats that were eliminated happened to be 3 seats, regardless of what the ethnicity of those 3 seats were. We thought that because the city had dropped so much in population that we needed to reflect the council with a smaller population. But since then, minority representation and power has increased since those legal reapportionments.
For all of the candidates, the relatively large crowd for the debate is important, since voter turnout for the September primary isn't likely to be large, and each candidate has to get out his supporters to win. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.